Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
505 DGS, happy Friday to you. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, headlines continued. As always, it's brought to you by Schnucks. Let's see here. President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low. I feel like I do this story every week, but he's at the one-year mark now. Just 43% of respondents somewhat or strongly approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing. 56% disapprove. So Joe's going through a hard time. The FBI is issuing a warning about a QR code scam. So just one more thing we get to worry about in this day and age. You know, you go out to eat or, you know, anywhere in these COVID times, you scan the QR code with your camera on your phone and the menu pops up or whatever it is that the company wants you to see pops up. Mm-hmm. Well, some scammers are taping their codes, which will hack your phone, over the codes at the restaurant or at the local business. So...
Wow. Look out for that, I guess. It took me a while to figure out that QR code. I was like, do I just point my phone at it or what? But speaking of scams, am I saying words right? I just got an email saying your credit card, you need to log in. I mean, a text saying that. So my phone number, so I'm thinking it's legit.
Yeah, don't do it, though.
I clicked on the link, and I'm like, but I didn't put my password in. I'm like, this looks weird. So I went out of it. It just happened like 10 minutes ago and opened a browser window and logged in the right way. And I had no notices or notifications saying I needed to log in. So I almost just got scammed, people. Mm. But I stopped.
That makes me want to turn off all alerts.
Yep.
For when it's like, oh, can we text you notifications? Yeah. It just makes me want to say no, never. So then I always know it's a scam. Mm-hmm. I keep getting... fake texts saying, oh, AT&T, your December bill was paid. Click the link for a reward. That's not real.
I get 50 of them a day. Whoever had my number before me just went hog wild with giving it out to whoever. I mean, I literally, 50 a day.
This is, okay, kind of speaking of scams and stuff, I'm not saying that this is a scam, but I'm saying it's ripe for scams. The IRS is requiring video selfies for some online functions. So when you're filing taxes this year, if you want to view payment agreements, view tax transcripts, or look at your child tax credit update portal, you have to use a website called ID.me, which is a privately owned company. The IRS is doing a contract with them, and you have to use a video selfie that you send to them to prove that you are you. So the in order to use these specific functions, so I use TurboTax for my taxes every year. I don't have to mess with ID.me, but some people out there will need to. They're going through a private company, and you have to send them a video selfie.
What does that mean? In the video say, I mean.
I think it's a video saying I'm
hi,
Rachel Zimmerman. This is my address. This
and I'm
is,
filing my taxes,
right,
or like, I want to look at this.
Like, this is me. So you know that I'm not just someone who happens to have my social security number. You can match up the way I look with whatever, my driver's license, whatever you have on file.
Isn't it until that information also gets stolen? And then there's actually videos of you that people
right.
have access to.
Saying
where
all
you're
your
going,
information.
Here's all my information.
Right.
It's me.
Isn't it weird how, like, as you guys know, not a believer, but... when I was super into like Revelations and the end times and the Mark of the Beast and all that kind of thing. And something that was written 2000 years ago, having no idea about any of this, pretty amazing. because we already have many things like this, but the trouble I had with the credit union a couple weeks ago, where I gave them all my information, but they wouldn't give me my account number, it just begs for one solution. It begs for one ID. And, you know, if I were still a believing Christian, I'd say, like, oh, here comes Mark of the Beast. Because it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think it's the actual Mark of the Beast, but at some point, we are going to have one ID. Like, that be put in your forehead, in your hand, whatever, and you're going to need it to transact and buy bread and fly. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's just no doubt that it's coming because everything's moving that way. How many passwords do we all have? I can't remember my passwords. God. And what about this? What about that? And medical and government. And you know they have the technology for it. And one of these days they're going to roll it out. And I think Christians will say, no, that's the Mark of the Beast. And non-Christians will say, like, shut up. It's just technology.
I never thought of it that way. But yeah, they keep trying to come up with solutions and then they go a step further. Like, you had to have a password. Now you have to have security questions. Now you have to have a password with numbers and symbols and a capital letter. I mean, it keeps changing and they keep adding another layer.
You have to verify through your phone, but half the time that is a scam.
Oh, I had I have that same problem. I got the new phone number like 6 months ago. So I tried to get into my retirement account last night. And I can't because it sends the code to
the old phone.
Oh,
the
old
phone number. So whoever has that phone now just got blown up with all of my requests to do this. And I can't change the phone number in my account.
Because you can't get into your
account. I can't get into the account. That's my number.
You know what I'm really, really bad at? Like, when you're a kid and there's the kid who can't play ball. It's like, here comes an easy out. This is me. On, it's not the CAPTCHA thing anymore, but it's like, show me every crosswalk.
Yes.
Click the pictures that have
I'm embarrassed. It takes me 3 or 4 times.
I love
that. That is not a motorcycle.
I kind of like it. It's like, ooh, I get to play a game before I get in here.
McDonald's is bringing back this sweet treat after a 5-year hiatus. Does anyone have
guess? What is it?
I happen to know.
Is it the Shamrock Shake?
And I did not remember that this even existed.
I think that's still around.
It is the blueberry and cream pie, a sweet pastry that's filled with blueberries and a vanilla-flavored cream and baked in a pie crust. Okay, thanks, McDonald's. Why did I just read that? I'm just explaining pies to the people
at
home.
I've never had that.
How is this different from a cake?
They last sold the pie in 2017.
I rarely get dessert with my fast food order, doesn't matter which fast food. I mean, if I do McDonald's, I get a bag of cookies. But do you guys always get dessert if you get fast food?
Never.
I never get it either. And my reasoning is like, well, I don't want to have too many calories
just
supersized my quarter pounder
meal. With a diet.
Same. I'd hate for this to be unhealthy. So I better not get the 1-inch pie.
Well, there's also just nothing that's really great to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say that if you do get the chocolate chip cookies from McDonald's, I mean, they're chocolate chip cookies, and they're warm when you get them. So if you do want a little sweet something.
I will normally get, like, ice cream from Dairy Queen, but that's...
Well,
I
that
feel
makes
like
sense.
Yeah. That's the whole reason you're going.
Yeah.
You can't not get ice cream at the Dairy
Queen. See, when I think McDonald's cookies, this is how old I am.
Oh, I love those cookies.
Those are good.
I picture the things like animal cookies.
Do they still have
cookies.
Those?
Yeah, they're pretty similar to like animal cracker type of deals, which they still have as well.
Oh, they do? Okay, because
well, I don't know about the cookies, but the animal crackers still exist. Like Barnum's.
Yeah. Those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this will be my final story, but it's kind of a thinker. Meta and Snapchat are being sued over a social media addicted girl's suicide. So the mother of an 11-year-old girl who she claims was addicted to Instagram and Snapchat is suing the companies. She claims that her daughter struggled for 2 years with a, quote, extreme addiction to Meta's photo sharing platform and Snap's messaging app before taking her life last year.
So let me speak as a lawyer. I can tell you that my initial reaction would be, boy, that's a tough putt. That's a long way in causation from here to there. These guys have better lawyers than you're going to have. They thought of all of this before they put it out there. However, non-legally, of course you're right. Because we all know, just from being semi-intelligent and things like The Social Dilemma, we know that they did this on purpose. We know that they brought in experts to make all of these social platforms as addictive as possible,
but
especially to young kids.
She's 11. What responsibility does the mom or the parents have from keeping her away from all of that?
Sure. It can be.
Or giving her the device to use it.
It could come down to percentages, which a lot of cases do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, go ahead, Andrew.
Wouldn't this be the same as if like your family member or your friend dies of like alcoholism and you sue Budweiser or a cigarette company because you're...
The cigarette company is a better analogy because they were able to prove that the cigarette companies intentionally addicted people. Knew mm-hmm. that, okay, here's what we're going to do. We need to addict them to something that's going to kill them. And that's why they paid out billions and billions of dollars.
And that's why now there's laws against advertising tobacco in the ways that you see other products advertised. They're very strict. They even have the warnings like listed on the packages mm-hmm. because so many people passed away from it.
So could this go the same way, you think? You think we could see... a warning on Facebook's website.
Maybe not this case,
says,
because the girl's so young.
Yeah.
And there's going to be so much, like, why is your 11-year-old on social media at all? Why didn't you stop it? Mm-hmm. You're the parent. But, yeah, I mean, there will be these cases, and they will probably settle them and pay people millions.
Yeah, I think the issue is intentionally drawing in children. Like, it's kind of hard to argue against that when you're literally creating an Instagram for kids.
Yes.
But at the same time, if it was a 2-year-long addiction, that means this little girl started with Snapchat and Instagram at the age of 9.
Yeah.
She's not doing that by herself.
It's really sad.
It's very sad. So that was my final story, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 520. Rachel, what do you got?
I just got a tweet from Joseph about Wordle. He said, it's a website. Just Google Wordle. Look, it's more fun to whine about how I don't know what it is, okay? I also got a tweet from Danielle who says, yes to the COVID brain. It sucks. Glad to know that I am not alone in feeling really stupid all of the time because I'm all foggy from COVID. Speaking of COVID, I have this article from BuzzFeed that I thought was kind of interesting. People are sharing things they don't do anymore because of COVID, and it's a reminder how much our lives have changed over the past 2 years. Starting with wearing any makeup at this point. I'm assuming that's more for people who work from home, but I know I used to throw on like a BB cream and some concealer if I was going out to the grocery store on the weekends. Now I'm like, hey, I got this mask that kind of takes care of that, so not going to worry about it too much. Another person said sharing drinks with people. I used to never think twice about drinking after someone. That really was a thing way more than it is now, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're sitting at the bar and it's like, oh, try this. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Blowing candles out on a cake and then serving that cake to other people.
Which is gross when you think about it. Why we even did that?
Had never had that thought in my life once.
I know.
Flying on an airplane. I flew for the first time this week since 2018. It was weird, man. Now, I haven't flown since COVID, but I feel like I would have a lot of anxiety just with wearing a mask the whole time. I don't know. I would just feel weird.
I've been on a plane twice since COVID, and it is weird, but the one time I went, there was I had a whole row by myself because nobody was flying.
That's cool.
So you got that going for you.
Knowing what the lower half of faces look like, I imagine my own version, and then I see them without a mask, and I get confused.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you just saying that? Yeah. You kind of fill it in.
Yeah, you fill it in.
Coughing and sneezing in public. Okay, again, not to keep making it about my COVID experience, but now when I cough at work, I feel like people are looking at me like, she's still got it. She's going to spread it to me at any moment.
Oh, I haven't sneezed since COVID started that I wasn't really self-conscious. Like in, you know, around people.
Well, was that today when somebody was coughing in the kitchen and all four of us like whipped our heads around like, dare cough in the kitchen?
They were really hacking up a lung though. And it was like.
Just sounds so weird.
Reading lips. This person says that they're autistic with an auditory processing disorder, so they hear syllables instead of actual words, so they read lips to make sure they're hearing someone correctly. Obviously, masks are going to make that extremely hard. Another person said, I miss being able to smile at a stranger and knowing they're smiling back at me. That's been tough for me. If I'm, you know, at the store or something and trying to make some sort of connection with the cashier as far as like, hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
It's so hard when you can't be smiling, especially for someone like me who's kind of shy. I rely on facial expression a lot to express myself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a lot more difficult.
I always announce, because I do it a lot here too. I just smile, especially if I've seen the person 15 times and already said hi. Then I smile and then I'm like, oh, I say it out loud. I'm smiling.
I'm smiling.
Dumber.
Yeah, remember when I was just squinting at people? Like, I figured out when you smile, you squint your eyes.
So you just start squinting.
I would just start squinting at them and not realizing, oh, that looks completely different than smiling.
This is a big one for me. Going to an empty drive-thru and quickly getting fast food. That just feels like it's never going to happen ever again. I mean, I sound so sad right now. I guess I'm not that broken up by it, but it used to be you'd pull up and there was one other car and you got it right away. And now I have to psych myself up and do some deep breathing exercises. Like, it's going to be okay. We're going to be able to get some food. It's not going to be a horribly frustrating experience.
So my mom and dad, and I think people from that generation, were extremely frugal. And when I would ask them, why are you guys such cheapskates? They'd say, because we grew up during the Depression. And that never leaves you. And once you've really gone without and you don't know where your next meal's coming from, you never really get past that. I wonder what our thing will be with this. That 20, 30 years from now, especially guys your age, will be, you know, your kids will say, like, well, Mom, why are you so this? You're like, look, you didn't live through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe just like being in like big crowds and really close to people. You know what I mean? That's what I've found to be the thing that can make me kind of anxious. Like, you know, I mentioned like going to the casino and there was just like so many people there and you know, I don't know.
I feel you, but those few weeks in the summer when it was like, COVID's over, take your mask off, I was feeling pretty darn good. I slid into that mode so much faster than I thought I would be able to, and it was such a bummer when Delta hit and we kind of had to get back into COVID mode. That being said, that was only putting up with it for a year and some change. Now that it's dragging out, it might be kind of harder to shake that off whenever it does turn into an endemic.
Mm-hmm.
Last one I'll do here. Salad bars were always kind of sketch, but I miss them. That's another thing where it's actually kind of gross when you think about it. Other people
our buffets,
breathing on like your shredded cheese that you want to put on your salad.
What about like a Golden Corral? That's their whole business. Are they out of business? Are they still open?
They're
are
still
they packed?
Mm-hmm. I've been to a Golden Corral in the pandemic, of course, naturally.
You said that like you're a hero.
Naturally.
No, I'm here to help.
Golden I'm keeping right. the doors
I've given
open.
Blood every week.
But they're still, I mean, and there's. They seem to do some business. They seem to do business.
And that was brought to you by the Wheeler Report. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.